back beyond, well, we've established our my side.
Yeah.
And Brooks's, Mr. parents were born here in this area. Mm-hmm. But now beyond him, that would be her great-grandfather. I can't say.
Yeah, well, that certainly should be enough.
But we do know that members of the family were here, and one of them owned a stagecoach station out here on the old River Road, which was the road along the Ogeechee River that went that connected Savannah to Milledgeville, which then was the state capital mm-hmm. at that time.
Yeah.
And the house is still standing, and was one of the first post offices in the county, and that, that goes back before 1700.
Did your wife ever have a job outside the house?
When she finished college, she went to, she graduated at Agnes Scott, but she went to Randolph-Macon for a while, then she went to the University of California for a while and to Columbia, and she holds a master's degree. And one or two of her friends began teaching school, so she decided she'd teach school too. And she was such an excellent teacher that after she got into it, she said they never would let her out. But I think she enjoyed teaching and it gave her something to do because she really did love it. And then after we married, she resigned, and didn't teach for a year, but there was a period in there when there became an extreme shortage of teachers. And on bending the knee almost, the school superintendent here came to her, because she taught Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Latin teachers are not dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And she also taught French and Spanish. So the after the high schools began including the Romance languages, and required Latin, because then they did. She was an excellent teacher and in great demand, but she did want to stay here, so she taught here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she taught about 3 years after we married.
Uh-huh.
4 or 3 years after we married.
Did she go to the public schools here before she
graduated? Yes, she graduated here at Stichman High School.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, one summer, she and her sister, Mr. gave her a trip to Italy, to Europe. And it was one of these, there was a lady of whom she talks often, a lady named Mrs. and she was of the old Italian aristocracy and had turned her home into a school for American girls who came over and would spend the summer. And they lived in her home, and it wasn't really a school. It was just sort of a operating point for touring Europe. She conducted the tours. And that was, I believe, while she was still in college one summer.
Uh-huh. Well, have you done much travel?
None except that when I went over
uh-huh.
overseas as a war correspondent.
Uh-huh. You don't take any pleasure that way like that?
Hey, Susan. Now, what you mean, out of the country, or?
Well, I mean, just.
Oh, well, no, every
you
fall we,
travel.
Until 5 years ago, when Brooks developed this problem with these tumors, every October, or first of November, middle or last of October, depending upon the weather and the status of the foliage in the mountains. We both love the mountains, though neither of us would want to live in the mountains. So every year we'd go up and